Hello and welcome back. Have you missed us? This is Real Talk with Pastor Brad and Christy Webb. I know it's been a while, but for good reason. Anyway, here are your hosts, Pastor Brad and Christy.
Hello, Brianna.
Oh, hey. I'm still working on our microphones.
It is great to be back with you today. Christy?
We've forgotten how to do some stuff.
Absolutely.
I do feel a little out of practice.
Well, it has been almost a year, a little over a year since we came to you last. We kind of took off last summer, and life grabbed a hold of us, and therefore, we've lost our margins over the last year, but we are excited about this fall and kicking back off Real Talk and what that means. And we want to have some real conversations with you coming up over the next several weeks. And so, Christy, welcome back.
Thanks. Welcome back to you.
How was your break?
It was long, but it was good, right?
It was an adventure.
It was an adventure. A lot of things happened.
Well, things sure look new around here.
Absolutely. We've been relocated into a different place for our podcasting and had lost the equipment. It had been so long, equipment went amiss and had to track it down. But nevertheless, here we are today.
We didn't lose the equipment. It was just placed somewhere that no one told us about.
Yeah.
There you
we
go.
We found it.
But praise the Lord for Pastor Ralph. He found it.
So we actually stopped the podcast last year, because we started a renovation on our office, and we came in and our black equipment was all white with sheetrock dust. And I don't know if you've ever lived through a renovation. If you have not, I don't recommend if you are one that does not like dust, because you can just look at a newly our construction or anything. You can say the word sheetrock dust and it's like a white coating just comes over everything.
Yeah, it was a long process.
It was a long process, but it's great.
It's done and it's awesome.
And if you haven't seen it, come to the South Campus in our new offices and
Love to have coffee with you.
Oh yeah, there's still coffee in this place.
Multiple coffee pots now. We have them in different places. So
the coffee felt very strong the other day. Did you taste it?
Coffee was right on target.
You can't get too strong.
Well,
if it walked from the coffee pot to Brad, it was good.
All I'm saying
on
is,
its own.
I poured some into a mug and I was like, oh, this looks like it's going to be strong.
Just the visual. Yeah.
There was not enough creamer to
make her taste
to
it.
To make it feel different.
So, what's going on? What are we talking about?
Today, our word for the year that we have been trying to live out, funny story about this word for the year, is relevant, and how we can be relevant in our everyday life. And so, since we've not had a podcast all year, we can introduce that word to you this year, relevant.
Yes.
And we were in the car yesterday and having this conversation about relevancy. And I told someone, I said, our word for the year is relevant. And Bradley in the back says, we have a word for the year?
Oh, yeah. My Lord.
It only took him 9 months to figure out that we had a word for the year and what it was.
And when we kicked this off, one of our things that we wanted to talk about was what it meant to lose your marbles. And sometimes if you're not careful,
your kids will cause you to lose your marbles,
and you'll just want to scream and think you're not going to make it. But life will, and there is always more ideas of greatness than we have the ability to execute. And sometimes in our life, we have to be able to control the margins. And, you know, just like on your computer, you set the margins. And sometimes you have to evaluate what you have to say no to. And so for us, it was, man, this is something we love to do. We love to have this conversation. We love to talk each week. And bringing something to you that is relevant, something that will make a difference, and it's a desire of our heart. And when we kicked off this year, Psalms 37 really gives us the insight of that. And in Psalms 37, it talks about delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and the petitions of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do it. And so many times, this is one of the scriptures that is taken out of context so much. because people just say, well, you know, if I love the Lord, he's going to give me the desires of my heart. But when you walk through the previous verses, the things that he tells us to do, like trust on him, rely on him, have confidence, do not be envious, delight yourself in the Lord. When you're completely saturated in his presence and with what he is doing in your life, then he'll begin to give you those very desires of your heart. And so what is that? Well, our sermon series that we're walking through right now is called Losing Your Marbles. Because what happens all the time is things happen and we lose our marbles. And when we look at this, it begins to give us a whole new perspective. And, man, this has just been really, really dear to my heart as Brianna and I, as our children's pastor and our student pastor and our pastoral staff, has been walking through the preparations for this series and what it means to really do that. When you say lose your marbles, you automatically think that you've lost your mind, correct, Christy?
Right.
Yes, I feel like I've lost my mind a lot with dealing with kids and people and things in life. It's kind of hard to sometimes keep your marbles. But, you know, one of the things when Brad told me what we were talking about on the podcast, I was thinking about this morning, you know, in the game of marbles, and if you've been at church, we've talked about how marbles are not like something we play anymore. We don't really, it's just not a game I grew up playing. My dad played marbles. My dad, when he passed away, still had a bag of marbles. But it's not something that we do anymore, generally. Like Bradley and Ella would not have a clue what
I've never played
a game of marbles. They didn't even know what a marble was.
Until we, they knew what a marble was.
I mean, I know
like
what
the
it
round
was.
Ball, but they had no idea what it was for, other than like, decorative, it goes in the bottom of a vase or a fish tank.
That's all I knew marbles to be when I was little.
Yeah, that's what all they would know now. So in saying all that, when you think about the game of marbles, I think sometimes in life you're going to be the winner of that game sometimes, and you're going to have all the marbles and you're going to go to that game, and the game of marbles is literally you lose your marbles if a person shoots marbles better than you. And that's kind of a visual thing. You can't really see me doing it, but if you learn how to play the game and that's what you take away from the game. You don't take a trophy away. You take the opponent's marbles. It's kind of like in checkers. You're trying to capture the checkers. You're trying to take them off the board, and you get to keep the marbles, and losing your marbles meant that you lost the game. But, you know, sometimes in my life, I feel like, you know, I'm at the point where I'm winning all the marbles. I'm helping other people organize their life, and I'm giving advice and all this stuff. And then there's times where you feel like you go to the game and you lose all your marbles. Like the other person is like just on point. It's their game day. And I was evaluating myself thinking, is now the point in my life where I feel like I'm losing my marbles a lot of the times right now. But it's important that I can't just quit playing the game. I'm not just going to be like, okay, I'm never going to do anything else with my life. You have to be ready to and prepared to. I'm losing my marbles now, but more so I'm going to be able to win them back later. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like sometimes you feel like you're losing your marbles and that's it. You're not ever going to get to play the game again. And you're just like, this is going to be my last game. I'm never going to do anything else in life or whatever. But it's so important to not think that, you know, to just say, just accept, okay, I lost my marbles for this game, but I'm going to live to play another game tomorrow or, you know, in a week or whatever.
One of the things that was most interesting in this with me is that the phrase has been around a long time. I didn't know it went back to the early 1800s. And if you're part of our church family, you've already heard this, so just bear with me. But the phrase losing your marbles actually comes from a guy named Elgin Marbles. And he was this famous artist who would create sculptures. And, man, his sculptures were placed on a ship in 1806 and were being taken to put on in an exhibit and for people to look at. And along the way, the ship went down and all of his sculptures were lost, thus losing your marbles. And so,
save the ship. And
so he lost all those, and you know, he lost all of his marbles, everything. That was his last name. And it has just really derived many different things over the time. But when we say losing your marbles, you automatically think, I'm about to lose my mind. I'm about to lose it. Or I lost my marbles because I lost the game. We were traveling yesterday through Baton Rouge, and for some reason, I don't know why, Bradley was aware, probably because it was just the three of us, and he never realized how many casinos were between here and Baton Rouge, because every little truck stop has a sign that says casino.
And yeah, we stopped for a restroom break, and it said casino, and Bradley's like, what is a casino? So we talked about it. Well, after that, he became hyper aware of how many there were.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we stop. When we stop, it said we get back in the car, and he's like, "Mom, what is gambling?" And because there was a billboard, that says, "You know,
addicted to gambling,
call us."
Yeah, at the bottom of every casino.
Yeah,
they'll have a
problem. So he became aware of what casinos and gambling were yesterday, but. Many times we do get so obsessed with losing or winning that we can't hardly find our way back to what is relevant in our center, our core center. And with that, you know, as we're walking through this, man, it's just going to be interesting, because what is the desire of your heart? And when some people's heart's desires are not being fulfilled, they lose it. They just get frustrated. They throw up their hands. They want to quit. They want to walk away from it. But, man, what we want to encourage you to do is to come to the place and the realization that you realize that God has something unique for you, and that just because you, as Christy was saying a while ago, she was really driving the point home, that just because you lose something, you lose a game of marbles, it doesn't mean you can't ever come back and play again.
Right.
And
I didn't know I was driving that point home, but that's just my thought.
She was swinging the whole time hammer.
You were saying that, I was like, what was my version of that? Chutes and Ladders. Man, I cannot stand that game, because it's either you're on top of the world and you're getting all these ladders, or it's all chutes and you just keep falling.
Yeah,
falling
back down. Yeah.
And I'm just like, maybe that's how, because I didn't play marbles. I didn't know what it's like to lose your marbles. I guess I could understand if you really like that marble. That's awful. But
they did have certain, like, back in the day. So I've heard, again, I didn't grow up playing marbles. But you did have, like, these special marbles, like, that were, I don't know if they were more expensive or they were made differently or they just were prettier. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But you did have certain marbles that you didn't bring to the game because you wanted to protect them and you wanted to keep them. And then, you know, you had the cheaper ones that you were like, I don't care about these.
I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. I'll lose these on the playground or whatever. But another thing is that's funny is now if you look up marbles on like Amazon or whatever, we've laughed. If you've been in church, we bought 6,000 marbles. We purchased 6,000 marbles, and all Ella kept saying was, what are we going to do? Who uses 6,000 marbles? What do you need 6,000 marbles for? That's what we kept
saying. That was my answer was your father.
Yes. But when you look them up on Amazon, they're not a game anymore. They are ammunition.
What?
Slingshot ammunition. If you type in slingshot ammunition on Amazon, or if you look at the description, I typed in marbles, but if you type in marbles, it's going to, you know, they list it as toy or book or whatever. It's listed as ammunition, and it's a slingshot ammunition. So it's my dad's day, they were a game. In my children's day, they are ammunition. They're being thrown at people.
Well, it's cheaper. That's for sure.
Well, it's interesting. And when we walk through that, though, of course, if you want to play marbles, hey, Sunday morning, we got a couple boards set up at each campus, and got a little
perfecting those
marble
boards.
Competition. We're bringing back the game of marbles. So kids are like, what is this?
We're actually, the whole staff's learning things. Learned that the bigger marbles are called loggerheads. Is that right?
In Louisiana. Or shooters.
Or shooters in the rest of the world, but they're also referred to.
What do you call them?
I don't call them anything because I didn't know they were named. I don't know. I'm new at the whole Marvel world.
I'll call them Goliaths if the other ones are Davids.
David, why not?
And one little stone went in that sling. So David had it right way
ammunition.
Back when.
I know.
Ammunition. I'm telling you.
All right. Well, man, when we walk through this, though, we're going to be bringing you practical steps of what it looks like. And we have something to offer you that is different and unique. On October the 1st, we're going to have a panel discussion about what it means to not lose your marbles. And then how do I live my life training up my kids, my grandkids. If I don't have kids and I'm single and I'm married with no kids, like every part of your life, you have this aspect. How do I walk in a way that I can continue to live with certainty and confidence and knowing this? And so on October 10th, October 1st. Thank you for rescuing me there. October 1st, we're going to have this panel discussion, one at each campus. If you will like it on Facebook, we will have or share it. There's going to be a QR code there. If you'll just click on that QR code,
scan it.
If you will, you will add any question you have, we're going to do our best to try to answer it that day. So you can click on that. You can go there, put your question in. We're going to have a panel discussion. We're going to provide answers to your questions.
Yeah.
Your questions on what's driving you to lose your marbles.
What's driving you to lose your marbles are, you know, when you think about that, we'll unpack this more in the upcoming weeks. But, like, your kids, so many people are trying to navigate what parenting looks like today. What are the topics of conversation that is being most discussed at your work? And we're going to take these and have them in that panel discussion. We'll talk about them more on Real Talk coming up. But this is something that I believe is very relevant. And, man, we want to try to help put some tools in your box to help you be able to navigate the waters of life and to be able to be successful and not lose your mind.
What's causing you to lose your mind?
Because a lot of us feel like we are losing our minds. We, you know, we blame it on our kids, but sometimes it's the world around, it's not actually our kids, it's the world, other parts of it. If it were just you and your kids, you'd be okay, but all the other stuff is pulling at you. The work stuff, the friend stuff, the spouse is the, you know, it's just, and you, I find myself, I shouldn't say you, I find myself short with my children because of everything else that's going on in my world. And we've talked about in the past how, you know, you find yourself in the middle of the whirlwind and the whole world's going around and out and you feel like everything's out of control. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we do take it out on, or I do, I'm correcting myself. I do. My shortness comes out. I can't yell at the person at the checkout stand that checked me out wrong or I'm having to correct or has a bad attitude and I end up taking it out on my kids. So how do I not take it out on my children?
That's a very good point. Or someone
else that doesn't actually deserve the whole pent up thing.
Next week, these marbles will have a whole new meaning. And so we'll talk about that in our podcast next week. And not only does it mean losing your mind, but how another way to look at these marbles. And so, man, we just want to say to our podcast audience / family, we have missed you guys. Forgive us of our being gone for so long without much communication. That is, but if you could help us get the word out, share this, send us your questions, your info. We're glad to be back and start coming back and sharing some thoughts of relevancy for you.
Yeah. And not throwing our marbles at you. We just want to hold the marbles, not
hold
throw the
your
marbles.
They are not or, ammunition.
Or drop your marbles.
Yeah.
Sometimes Don't drop your marbles.
So, Bree, what's your big takeaway? You've been in the middle of this. You've been in the development of it. You've seen it from the kids' aspect.
What do the kids think of marbles, Bree?
Actually, I don't know if they even realize that that's happening outside of kids' church on Sundays.
Our children are there's like a lag time with the children. It's kind of like Bradley and the whole relevant word. Even though he's seen the shirts for 9 months now, he's not aware that that's the word of the year or whatever.
Which is funny because some of those kids are wearing those shirts.
Right. So we are, again, we're in a building project here, and we've changed a lot, and we painted the church, and it's been, a month since we painted the church, and Bree just got the response from the kids that they had not approved the new paint color.
They were very upset on Sunday, and I think a pastor needs to come in there and say something.
Who painted my church?
It really was.
Who picked the color?
It really was. It was Miss Bree. We were not even talking about,
something else.
Literally our lesson, which was about Exodus. Like, they were crossing the Red Sea, and all of a sudden, it was, when did the
speaking of color, Red Sea, why did the church change to a gray church?
It really was. He was like, why is it gray now? And I was like, baby, it's been gray for a while, like all summer.
Right.
He goes, well, when did we do that? Why did we do that? And I was like,
and who approved the color?
It really, why did we pick that color? Right. What color would you have liked it to have been?
So, in a month after we finish our Marvel discussion, we will get the kids' opinion.
Yeah, they
will have thought it through.
Ammunition.
This is good though. These kids are thinking it through before they bring up their argument.
They are. I don't know.
Because they were ready. They had their ammunition ready for you on the church color. So.
Well, the church color was, he preferred it brown.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
gray is not his color.
Gray is not the color.
Well, guys, it's great to be back with you today. Man, thank you for finding your spot to listen to this. And please like it, share it. And we got some exciting things coming up. So please tell your friends about it. Hopefully we can be relevant to help make a difference in their life. Christy, any last word?
No, just have fun playing marbles.
All right. We'll see you next week right here on Real Talk.
Bye.